נמצאים איתנו בעשיריות תורניות, ארגנטינה.
Hey, we're today with us in Tens on Duty or Argentina, Moscow 10 number 10, Russia South, Tbilisi, Ravadim and the young group of Petach Tikva. The matter of Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning, meaning when one starts building anew. This is like our sages said, one should always see himself, half guilty, half innocent. If he performed one mitzvah, blessed is he who can sentence himself and the whole world to the scale of merit. If he performed one sin, he sentences himself and the whole world to the scale of sin. Again, the matter of Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning, meaning when one starts building himself anew. This is like our sages said, one should always see himself half innocent, half guilty. Performed one mitzvah, blessed he can sentence himself and the whole world to the scale of merit. He performed one sin, he sentences himself and the whole world to the scale of sin. That's from Rabash. Let's move on to the workshop question from Moscow.
Вопрос для семинара. В чем моя ответственность перед десяткой? И что я должен попросить?
What is my responsibility regarding the ten? What should I ask for from the Creator? What is my responsibility for the ten, and what should I ask for from the Creator? An active workshop.
Перед десяткой, что я должен попросить Творца?
Again, what is my responsibility for the ten, and what am I asking of the Creator? First of all, my responsibility is just to want to see them as a ten, to ask to see them as connected as possible and to be part of their connection. Not to forget the goal for which we have gathered. We have gathered here together for a certain goal. And main thing is to try to find the spirit of life, of the goal. And this goal is what a person has to expect, to want, to need in his life. Responsibility not to disconnect from the upper force. Main thing is to ask for the friends. The main thing is to ask for the greatness and importance of the upper force. It rules. To ask for the friends that the light that it reforms will never leave them, will bestow on them, will pull them upwards, and in my efforts that I'll always have the force to give them greatness and importance. There are many things that each one is responsible for in the ten. Each of us is responsible for the prayers of the friends and the greatness and importance of the friends and their forces. Everything, meaning every action that is done in spirituality and every action the friends are doing in the tent, depends on on the participation and the desire of each of us. So it turns out we're responsible for everything. What am I asking? What am I asking for the friends? Yeah, that they'll keep on feeling this responsibility and doing whatever is possible in order to keep what is needed to realize this responsibility. Yeah, the responsibility of each one is to cause or ask for the light to flow in this vessel called Ten, and to always be concerned about it, how he gives his share so that the light will pass through it, so it will reach its goal. What am I asking for you? That's a nice question. Because I'm asking for everything for you. But the first thing is for you to merit upliftment and adhesion, and that you'll merit loving but yet not yourself, and to love as much people as possible, not only 10, 100, and 1,000, and 1,000,000, and that our Creator will help you. I'm praying for Erez's prayers to be granted. My role, my duty in the 10 is to hold everyone above their own desire, so they'll all be free for bestowal. Praying to feel the responsibility. Responsibility over you all the time, and so you won't lack the greatness of the Creator. Yeah, and then they'll find life in the quality of the soul, life in the exertion towards it, that they'll really have the force to realize it. We'll have the force to cover all our crimes with love, and out of the connection that we'll feel the love for the Creator, being good that does good. My responsibility is to liberate them from their self-concern and any spiritual concern about themselves, to give them all the force and the abilities to advance forward in the lesson, to ask for the whole world in the lesson. That's what I'm asking for them. Yeah, I'll join the requests of all the friends. I'll clarify the responsibility each one, or the feeling of responsibility each one has for others. That's a good entry to the lesson. It. Yeah, the main thing is the concern. It's mainly the concern that the system called Assyria 10 will keep on moving, that no one will find himself to be an individual part of it. Everyone's moving forward, and you're part of him. You're contributing. Yeah, and it's important to give high spirits and a good mood. It's a wonderful thing. We are really rewarded in living the life of life. So let's give the friends forces and a place to draw from. And the most important thing that we'll learn to love, our responsibility is to give the importance of the goal. We talked about it yesterday all day long. To give each other the high spirits. The only way we can keep holding is if we give it to each other. That's my responsibility for the 10. Yeah, and the responsibility is to take it seriously. To pay attention to the prayers of each of the friends, each of the friends' requests.
אחריות שלי.
What else can I add? My responsibility is to be in prayer. That's my responsibility. There are so many things that you really want to ask for the friends to have. All in all, the Creator is the only one who can be responsible and be the guarantor for these requests. We would like the Creator to be our guarantor, to carry out our requests, to see them as an address and help we're asking for together. Basically, we're going into the Arvut system when it's clear that each one is responsible for the other. That's the main thing. We have to be responsible for each other with the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, so that it will always exist between us, always to hand, basically, to make sure that for each other we're going to be the best environment possible. I'm asking for the friends that each moment during the lesson and in their life in general, their need for the Creator will grow and grow, their need for the connection between one and the other will keep on growing.
קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך, חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך, ויאמץ ליבך, וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך, חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקבל השם.